Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Hey, folks, Pastor Greg here. Man, oh, man, I'm telling you, we just got hit again. And this happened to me last week. I had one of my sponsors on, and we were addressing the issue of having to do with, you know, cell phones and technology and attacks and moving off of AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile and so forth. But we were exposing what I'm going to expose for the next hour, by the way, and I hope that we're up and running. Looking for a text from my tech, let me see, back up and running. Do you have me? And hopefully he does. I'll get a text back in a second. So my sincerest apologies, folks. But this is we need to understand the absolute danger of what they are doing to us, and it's why I've got these two gentlemen with me, Zach Voorhees and Ryan Hartwig. Zach Voorhees is the Google whistleblower. Ryan Hartwig is the Facebook whistleblower. And, well, gentlemen, I'm sure, right? You're sitting there in a way kind of chuckling, going, yep, that's what they do. One of y'all said, you need a Mac. And I've got one, but they actually crashed it, and I'm working on trying to get it redone. Maybe one of you guys can help me with that. We'll figure that out. But, you know, this happened again, like I say, last week. I had a guest that was on to talk about these kinds of issues, and they all of a sudden my computer froze. No justifiable reason whatsoever for the freezing. None. But they hit it. So welcome, Zach and Ryan. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Thanks.
Does it surprise you that we might get hit during your segment?
No, it's pretty much standard for the court. You know, there's a whole bunch of hacking groups out there. You've probably heard of the NSO hacking group that can get into your phone by just sending you a well-crafted text message. So this doesn't surprise me at all.
My. Yeah, Facebook, okay, so let's see. Facebook is saying, or my Facebook feed was saying that it was somehow, it was dead. So I guess I've got to stop those and restart them. At any rate, what I want to talk about that I think is critically important, one of the things that's come out is information that would indicate that big tech has launched, you know, new attack methods. Who'd like to take a swing at that to start?
Can you say a little bit more? Like, I know you talked about the Kyle Rittenhouse event.
Yeah. There was an email. Hang on. I've got to relaunch everything. How fun is that? There was an email that I had sent out to you guys, last week, talking about a specific article that was out, and that's the wrong email. Hang on one second, folks. My sincere apologies, but we...
Well, let me just talk about Kyle Rittenhouse a little bit while you
sure.
do that. You know, this case with Kyle Rittenhouse wasn't going the way that the deep state wanted. This was obviously a kangaroo show trial. And as the bad news started to hit, all of a sudden the big sites like Reddit, you know, Instagram, like a whole bunch of people just stopped talking about it. And a lot of the information about this was being, you know, suppressed online. And, you know, this just goes to show, you know, that this tech censorship is one-sided. You know, they support their people, and they and people that contradict the narrative are getting suppressed. You know, we can see with this man who plowed into the holiday crowd just the other day, but he's already out on, you know, $1,000 bail. And this is the world that we live in now, you know, where there is systematized persecution of conservatives. And if you're a BLM supporter, if you're an Antifa supporter, then you've got the full apparatus of the state that is going to back you up and help you get out of prison, help you commit those murders. And if you do commit murders, then, you know, there's not going to be any outrage. Articles aren't going to be written. And the state is going to help cover it up. I just read this thread on Twitter this morning listing all the different murders that were happening from the BLM riots, and how some people were even given, like, they even gave their name on camera, you know, as they were proud of the murders that they had just done, and there was no follow-up, there was no investigation.
Right.
And, you know, Pastor Greg, this makes me realize, I used to not be about the Second Amendment. I didn't understand it. But let me tell you, the times that we're living in now, you know, it's going to get worse. And well, that, go ahead.
No, I was going to, and to that, the topic was a Revolver article that was done back on November 11th. Big Tech unleashes a sophisticated new weapon in their war on online anonymity. And you had the British MP who was murdered, and so that they then began to call for an end to online anonymity. The problem with that is that that would create a registry. So anyone that uses social media, here's the discussion draft. The discussion draft aims to require a provider of a social media service to verify the identity of users of the service and for other purposes, and prevent anyone from creating a social media account without verifying their identity. Not only does this discussion draft intend to make ID verification mandatory for anyone who wants to create a social media account, but it also wants to force social media companies to report users to the Federal Trade Commission whenever they suspect users have submitted fake IDs, containing a requirement for the FTC to report this to the Department of Justice. The issue with that is with doxing now, that makes anyone on social media a target, not just for the government, but for any entity out there that disagrees with what someone might be saying.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the internet. Is there's always been people that there are always a group of people that are going to have anonymity. So you have the deep web, you have people who use the VPN, who use advanced techniques to stay anonymous online. So this is, it's similar to like the gun argument. It's like you're going to require everyone to get rid of their gun, but the criminals, they're still going to be doing their crimes online, selling drugs online. But you know, so I'm looking at this article right now, and yeah, there is. That is dangerous, exposing everyone, you know, not being able to be anonymous online or creating a registry. But at the same time, on the flip side, to play devil's advocate, Greg, this could be an argument that Congress could use to prevent online harassing, because we know that a lot of people, you know, harass people through anonymity. So if you're no longer anonymous, then there could be less online harassment. So that's one side of the argument.
Right.
That's probably something Francis Haugen would argue. But yeah, no, this is one more step in the takeover of the internet by the left.
All right.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
You see, it's a historical truth, but the body of Jesus hasn't been found in 2,000 years. So the question is, what happened to that body? Who moved the stone and took the body? Some people say, oh, the disciples did it. Really? They lacked the moral courage, the physical strength to overcome 16 highly trained Roman soldiers. No, the disciples lacked the courage and ability to steal it. The Romans and Jews lacked the motivation to steal it. The person who moved that stone was God himself. God reached down and rescued his son from the grave, proving that he had the ability to conquer death. The empty tomb proves that Jesus Christ conquered death just as he said.
Today's Pathway Minute is provided by your station and Pathway to Victory. To hear the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guests, Zach Voorhees and Ryan Hartwig. Zach is the Google whistleblower. And Zach, real quick, your book?
Yes, yeah, Google Leak. It's out now, available on Amazon, or you can go to googleleaksbook.com and preview the chapters.
And Ryan Hartwig. And Ryan, your book, please.
Yeah, my book is Behind the Mask of Facebook, A Whistleblower's Shocking Story of Big Tech Bias and Censorship, with co-author Kent Heckenlively. And yeah, Behind the Mask of Facebook is on everywhere where books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And it's just a thorough examination of all the evidence against Facebook and how they're censoring conservatives.
All right. Excellent. We were going to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse. Let's talk a little bit about that and how really that was framed by social media companies and what they did in the manipulation of telling that story.
Yeah. So this is Ryan Hartwig here. So I was working at Facebook as a content moderator for nearly 2 years. And so Facebook has a policy when a mass shooting happens or some violent event happens, Facebook responds to that rather quickly. And so if they try to determine if it was a terrorist organization or if it was a mass shooter. And so what's fascinating is Facebook can choose, it's very vague. So they say, we're going to designate this person as a dangerous individual if they're notable for physically attacking people based on a protected characteristic. So it's very, very vague. And then once they're classified as this dangerous person, then you can say anything about this person. So, a dangerous individual is described as having carried out a violent crime or sexual offense wherein criminal status has been established by media reports. So they base their decision off of the media. So if the media is saying that, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, he's a mass shooter, Facebook just goes along with that, right? And then once you do that, then they lose their protection. So now, with Facebook treating him as a dangerous individual, attacks against him are allowed. Someone can say, go kill Kyle Rittenhouse, and that Facebook allows that because he's on this dangerous org list. Even though he hadn't had a trial yet, he's innocent until proven guilty, Facebook just believes what the media says, and their policy says an accusation of a Facebook recognized crime against the target should be considered credible if the accusations are by a victim or law enforcement or media. So if a victim just makes a wild accusation or the media does, Facebook considers that a recognized crime. So we saw from the very beginning this you know, the attacks on Kyle Rittenhouse, and Facebook allowed those, and the Facebook allowed violent threats against Kyle Rittenhouse.
My goodness. That's a scary thing to think about, that social media, I mean, that's a lot in line too, right, with the Department of Justice. So if the Department of Justice decides that parents who go to school board meetings are domestic terrorists, then Facebook is going to allow attacks, what have you, against parents that are identified as having spoken at these school board meetings.
Yeah, and you, it's funny because we talked about how Facebook or Big Tech is weaponizing their platforms. This is exactly how they weaponize against people on the right. And in chapter 15 of my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, I go into detail about Kyle Rittenhouse's example. And yeah, this can be used by any organization. I mean, it's a great tool, and that it's effective. It's a very effective tool because you can unilaterally shut down or promote violence against a certain person. So can you imagine them doing the same thing, or allowing, you know, hate speech against Don Lemon or Alyssa Milano? No. And those other people I talk about in my book, how Facebook made exceptions to protect these people on the left and protect them from their policies. So it really is outrageous how Facebook can use these tools against the American public and against innocent individuals.
Zach, I'm curious, as you hear Ryan talking about this, what you saw behind the scenes relative to Google, because obviously, you know, Facebook has their segment of social media influence, but Google literally decides as the gateway for what Facebook people are going to see on the net as a whole. I mean, they have massive control.
Yeah, there was something similar that happened with, you know, YouTube, in that there is, if I remember correctly, you know, there's certain public people that, you know, rules to be bent for. And the thing is that Facebook policies were, you know, much more specific, and I honestly didn't see that much, you know, happening at YouTube, and I'm not that aware of rules that are as extreme as a Facebook.
Okay. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, so, this is just one more example. I mean, in my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, I say, before the trial even started, Rittenhouse got lumped together in the same Facebook policy with terrorists like Osama bin Laden and mass murderers like Adam Lanza and the Columbine murders. And so it's interesting to see exactly how they defined him as a mass shooter. So, and let's see. So Facebook has a policy for that as well. Let me pull that up real quick. But they do. It's funny that they do allow neutral discussion of a dangerous organization or member. So people that are talking about Kyle Rittenhouse neutrally, that should be allowed. But we know that a lot of people speaking positively of Kyle Rittenhouse and promoting his fundraiser initially, very early on, were banned and deleted from Facebook. And so, it's just really telling that Facebook would consider him a mass murderer from the get-go. And it just kind of shows how Facebook is aligned. But think about the media coverage. Think about the millions of people who are misinformed. And you know, Facebook defines a mass murderer as 4+ casualties, not including the perpetrator, during a single incident with no time between murders. So he, I believe, shot 3 people.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even fit the definition of a mass murder. So they must have adapted their rules to fit him in that category.
sounds like they changed the rules in order to address a particular issue that they wanted to make sure got out there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, hour number 2, our first half hour, our guests, Zach Voorhees and Ryan Hartwig. And I want you folks to stick around because we're going to be talking with them about the issue of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas being targeted by the FBI, the raid that took place, and more chilling, the release of information from the New York Times of client attorney privilege. Back after this.
At Thanksgiving, we tend to give God thanks for what He gives us. This year, Chuck Swindoll urges us to take our gratitude a step further.
With Thanksgiving around the corner, may I urge you at your meal, look up and gratefully acknowledge that He is God.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with Chuck Swindoll this week on Insight for Living.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thank you so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Great hour of programming coming up for you. If you missed any of our first hour, our first half hour, we had Dr. Ben Carson, former secretary of HUD in the Trump cabinet, and he was on with us. A lot of great conversation with Dr. Carson. Also in our second half hour, the guests that are joining us again now, Zach Voorhees, the Google whistleblower, and you can find his book up on Amazon, Google Leaks, a whistleblower's expose of big tech censorship. And joining him is Ryan Hartwig, and his book is also up at Facebook, Behind the Mask of Facebook, a whistleblower's shocking story of big tech bias and censorship. I encourage you to get both of those books, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important that we understand what is happening to us online as they are manipulating us. And thoughts and prayers again go out to those in Waukesha, the suspected culprit in that has been identified. There is a lot of information that has been put out. He apparently has a record as a pimp, prostituting minors. He also apparently has was just put out on bail, paid $1,000 to get out on bail literally 2 days before this incident that happened last night. Five people were killed, 40 people were injured at a Christmas parade gathering in Waukesha, Washington. I'm sorry, Waukesha, Wisconsin, pardon me. And then there's a lot of evidence that supports that this individual was connected to BLM or a big fan of BLM and Kaepernick. It just all kinds of social media. And of course, they're trying to hide that social media as quickly as they possibly can. Gentlemen, we were talking a bit about the upcoming elections. Let's get into the conversation about what happened to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, the November 6th early morning, what would you call it? A rampaging of his place of residence, knocking his door down with a battering ram, rushing in as though he's some kind of criminal. But here's what the government attorney said, according to Epoch Times. Project Veritas is not engaged in journalism within any traditional or accepted definition of that word. Its reporting consists almost entirely of publicizing non-consensual, surreptitious recordings made through unlawful, unethical, and/or dishonest means. You both are whistleblowers. You both have worked with James O'Keefe. How does this statement make you feel? Let me begin by asking you, Ryan.
Yeah, I think it's what's a ridiculous statement, and the fact that it's coming from the government makes it even worse. I mean, we've heard it from these, you know, left-wing news outlets, and okay, I understand that, but hearing from the government is shocking. And the timing of this raid is interesting because this is shortly after their expose on Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, and that made a big impact on that election, that gubernatorial election. Mm-hmm. And shortly after that, we see this raid from the FBI, and it makes you wonder, like, were they really investigating anything, or were they just trying to find out what future exposés Project Veritas had planned? So it's almost like, you know, the FBI was working on behalf of these organizations or crooked politicians. But yeah, it's horrible to hear the government describe a journalist like that. And I've interacted with James on multiple occasions at multiple events, and he's very neutral. He's very impartial and balanced with his reporting.
I mean, he follows a logical code of conduct. Like, look what just happened with this Ashley Biden diary. You know, it is now been authenticated, but James O'Keefe, at the time that it was brought to him, could not authenticate the diary. And so by applying the journalistic integrity, attributes, he decided that there wasn't enough proof for Project Veritas to publish the diary, and so he tried to get it returned to the rightful owners. And, for that, as they say, no good deed goes unpunished. And for the sin of trying to do the right thing, he's now getting raided. And I believe that a part of it is for the upcoming leak, but then also part of it is a personal vendetta by the Biden administration for the publication of Ashley Biden's diary through what was Project Veritas, was through National File. But they want to get anyone who's been able to touch that under a microscope so that they can figure out what they've done wrong.
Zach, let me ask you this, because I know that you have, you know, relationship with Kent Heckenlively, and he was a co-author of your book. How disconcerting is it that information was leaked to the New York Times and they published that information? What kind of a chilling effect might that have on whistleblowers now who may have information that's on one of those cell phones, confidential information that they shared with James, as you both have said, he used great journalistic integrity. How disconcerting would that be for those whistleblowers, do you think?
Really disconcerting, because the thing is that there's a bunch of private communications you're going to be having with the news organization, and you don't want your cover blown, because then you're not going to be able to have the protection of publicly coming out and naming the sins of a big tech company or government agency or what have you. And so, by the FBI getting their hands on these private communications, it's obvious that this can be used to turn around and blow the cover of the future whistleblowers that were going to come out. And for the New York Times, who has their own lawsuit with Project Veritas, I find it very suspicious that as soon as the raid happens, suddenly the New York Times gets these private communications somehow and attempts to publish them. And what did the court rule recently? I think it was this last week. It said that the New York Times couldn't publish that they got it by inappropriate means. And so Project Veritas's injunction against the New York Times for publishing their private information seems to have succeeded at the moment.
Ryan, your thoughts with relation to Facebook and their interaction with this kind of situation, because certainly they would have some animus, perhaps, towards Project Veritas relative to where you're concerned, but just in as a general rule.
Yeah, so it's just that double standard. So can you imagine, so we know the Hunter Biden laptop, we know that Facebook and Twitter were both censoring that news story. So now that the New York Times is publishing these stories about Project Veritas, do you think they would ever, would Facebook or Twitter take a stance on that? No, they'd probably allow the publication of it, even though it is it was illegally obtained. And so, Facebook definitely plays a role in this, and they can promote a story or not promote a story, which goes against Section 230 because we're not supposed to promote content. But in my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, I talk about how I was joking with a coworker about the FBI, and we would see those memes. I was the guy that reviewed your memes. And so we would see the memes about the FBI, you know, raiding your house. And one of my coworkers said, we were talking about how regulating the internet, how to enforce the law on the internet. And he said, the FBI is not going to kick down your door for saying what you feel about immigrants or whatever, but we're going to delete your post. Well, in this case, the FBI did kick down James McKay's door for saying whatever he felt or for publishing, you know, honest journalism. And so,
wow.
Yeah, it's conversations we had at work at Facebook as moderators, because we saw stuff that maybe violated the law. And so we reported that to law enforcement. But if law enforcement is not enforcing things equally, and they're going targeting certain individuals, journalists they don't agree with, then we truly are living in a banana republic where the DOJ and Facebook are basically colluding and working together against the American people.
And that would seem to violate Section 230, wouldn't it?
Yeah. By promoting certain content or they can restrict content, but if they're promoting certain content over another, then that violates Section 230. And there's some lawsuits going on with that. And we saw that Facebook recently changed their name to Meta, which maybe they're shielding themselves from possible lawsuits that they see coming up the pipeline. Clearly Facebook is holding the Biden administration's hand, working together with the Biden administration
administration has admitted that they're cooperating with Facebook and that they're guiding them on what, you know, needs to be taken down, especially with regards to vaccine posts. So you know that it's much larger than that if they're willing to at least admit it now, that they're using Facebook as a quasi-state actor in order to censor people's memes off their wall.
Well, exactly.
And I'm glad that you touched on the vaccine situation, because I think, you know, that is a significant issue, and both Google and Facebook are restricting and interfering with individuals' abilities to be able to get information out relative to what's really going on with those injections.
Yeah, the injections, I mean, we had another Facebook whistleblower, and that's why I try not to call myself the Facebook whistleblower, because there's been other people like Morgan Kaman who've come forward. So I guess I'm a Facebook whistleblower. And of course, Frances Haugen tried to take the credit and called herself the Facebook whistleblower, like there's only one, right? But but Morgan Kaman, he released a lot of this information about vaccine hesitancy, how Facebook was throttling content if you were vaccine hesitant, if you were expressing doubt about taking the vaccine. And that's probably one of the biggest shocking stories I've seen. And I saw some of that as well. Going back to 2019, Facebook had vaccine misinformation policies and examples of exactly what is violating, what's not violating. So if you talk about how the vaccine can be harmful, Facebook doesn't allow that. So yeah, it's very telling that Facebook had all these policies prepared up over 2 years ago about their stance regarding vaccines in general. This was before COVID hit.
Yeah, it certainly makes one wonder, doesn't it, right? How the collusion, Zach, that you mentioned is going on. Ryan, I know that you've got to jump off. So very quickly, folks, again, want to let you know, behind the mask of Facebook, a whistleblower, shocking story of big tech bias and censorship. Folks, you need to understand this and understand what's happening relative to this, and specifically the censorship of the...
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. If sharing your faith is what you dread most about your Christian life, I've got news for you. The Holy Spirit will do the heavy lifting for you. Luke 12:12 says he would teach you at the right time what you should say. God is working in the lives of people you meet before you even get there. The guy you'll meet at the hardware store, the Holy Spirit's preparing him. The waiter at the restaurant, same thing. The people in your office, yep, the Holy Spirit's there preparing hearts. Make it your intent to share your faith with everyone you meet. And remember the promise. Jesus said, don't worry about what to say or how to say it, for it will not be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit of your Father speaking through you. That's an offer you can't refuse. Most people don't know God loves them because Christians have stopped telling them. And how are they going to know unless we do, unless you do? Get help sharing your faith at igniteamerica.com.
Something that can be really intimidating is sharing your faith in Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey, Bree, can I ask you something?
Sure, what is it?
Well, never mind, it can wait.
Or can it wait? Sharing your faith in Jesus Christ is so important that while Jesus was on earth, it was one of the last things he told his followers to do.
There should never be any doubt in the mind of any Christian anywhere in the world that the commander in chief has given an order. To fail to hear this command is deliberate disobedience.
Billy Graham.
I'm convinced that if we really believe that men were lost apart from Jesus Christ, it would become a burning incentive to evangelize with a zeal and a passion that we're in danger of losing. We do all of this because we're ambassadors under authority.
Discover how you can share the love of Jesus Christ boldly. Stop by our website, findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I apologize. I guess I was a little delayed in coming in. I'm not quite sure what happened there. All right. Okay, welcome back. Zach Voorhees is my guest. Google Leaks is the name of the book. Google Leaks. and a whistleblower's expose of big tech censorship. Zach, we were talking there in the break, and we wanted to get into. I tell you what we got into, folks. We got into trying to figure out why my computer keeps spiking. Zach, there was a topic we were going to talk about. Why don't you go ahead and take that, please?
Yeah. So you know this guy who's plowed into those groups of creators last night.
Yes.
It turns out that he had recently been in jail, but he was able to get out on $1,000 bail, which is, you know, pretty small. And it already seems that the media is trying to memory hole this event. There's a bunch of people kind of praising it, saying that, well, they're white supremacists or something like that. And this kind of is a good segue to go into the number of people that the media just doesn't care about at all that have been murdered through these, you know, BLM riots. And this is to point out and illustrate how one-sided the media is. So let me just sort of go into this. So Chris Beatty was murdered trying to protect the community during BLM riots in Indianapolis last year. His killers have not been brought to trial, and no protests demanding harsh justice for these vigilante rioters who killed an innocent black man. Another one, Sequoia Turner, was murdered during the Rashid Brooks riots when Keisha Bottoms ceded an entire area to criminals and got an 8-year-old murdered. Her killers have not yet been tried, and there are no protests demanding justice for the angel. Jessica Dottie Whittaker was brutally murdered during BLM riots in Indianapolis, leaving behind a baby. There hasn't even been an article published about her case since 2020. No one demanding justice either. You've never heard of Victor Cazares, who was brutally murdered while protecting his business during BLM riots in Chicago. No arrests have been made, no justice, no protests, no outrage from anyone because they're too busy mourning pedophiles. Jose Gutierrez, only 28 years old and murdered by BLM rioters. There's been no press coverage since 2020, no trial, and two suspects witnessed murdering him still have not been charged. Jose and Victor's murders have every marker of hate crime. Here's a confession to the murder of Antonio Mays, 16, who was mocked while he bled out on the sidewalk. He was black. No arrests or charges have ever been filed. So this happened in CHOP of the Antifa and Totem Zone in Chicago. You know, I could add more, both from the riots and the aftermath. We've had thousands of excess murders since then, including children and the elderly whose names and deaths are barely covered by local news. Everyone's too busy mourning a white pedophile in the Kyle Rittenhouse case to care. You know, and so, you know, this is the world we live in now, Pastor Greg, a world that's been turned upside down. The only people that we're allowed to mourn are those that have been sanctified by, you know, this shadowy cabal that controls big tech, that controls the media. And for those of us that see it, it's a crime against humanity. And it's also a crime against us because we see the truth. You know, we believe that all lives matter. But such statement is now itself considered an act of hate.
Well, I think, Zach, that, yeah, if I might, the issue, right, and Dr. Carson and I were talking about this morning in our first segment, is we're teaching children that they are, you know, equal to or even in some instances a step below animals. I mean, you stop and think about that for a minute, because, you know, the climate change people are all pointing at humans as being the Earth's greatest problem. They're all suggesting that it is you and I that are the ones that actually need to be taken out and gotten rid of and exterminated, and there needs to be less of us because we somehow are the ones that are interfering with the balance of life on this planet. And so, you know, you have children that are being taught this kind of hopeless nonsense when, in fact, the reality is that God created us in His image. And yep. We are the ones who were given dominion, and we are. I mean, we have a responsibility, no question about it, to manage the earth. There's no doubt about that. But we need to recognize that until we get those moralities back in proper perspective, we're going to continue to have these issues. Zach Voorhees, my guest, Google whistleblower, and you can find Google Leaks at Amazon.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
When was the last time you wrote any of your mentors to say, thank you for investing your life in mine? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Have you picked up a telephone to call a former professor or a friend, maybe a teacher, a coach, and say, thank you. I want you to know I remember. And today I'm a better person because I'm imitating the life you modeled. I encourage you to do that. This has been going on for centuries, you know. The Apostle Paul would mention Barnabas as a mentor. Timothy would say, it was Paul who believed in me when I was just a teenager. Take time, even today, to say thank you.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, he gave her the startling announcement in Luke 1:25, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." When you and I place our faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and the life of Jesus is born within us in the person of the Holy Spirit. It's His indwelling, powerful Holy Spirit who sets us free from the habits of sin. But the power we possess to live a life pleasing to God is directly related to how much control we give to the Holy Spirit. What are you not giving to the Holy Spirit's control? Whatever it is, it will hinder His power in your life. Listen to me. Let Him loose. Give Him total freedom to give you a victorious, triumphant Christian life. Because He is Lord. This is Ann Graham Lotz.